Please note, the following podcast contains adult language and sexuality and is suitable only for adult listeners.
Electricast.
I need a little help. I need a lot of help, actually. I need to get back into anal sex, so don't let me let you guys leave off the show without giving me
some tips.
Some information.
Okay, show us what we're working with.
That's you want right. to show your asshole? My unwaxed asshole.
Oh my God.
No. I'm your host, Yvette Lopez. I'm a former Playboy Maxim and FHM model. Currently, I'm a singer, compassionate healer, and an entrepreneur in wellness and fashion. Welcome to our show. Hi, I'm Yvette Lopez, and you're listening to Bodacious Minds. I am here with Megan Kane. Hey, Megan.
Hey, girl.
I know it sounds a little fake on. Hey, Megan.
Hey.
We got to get our juices flowing. We have a good show for you guys. So, Megan, last time you and I talked, we did a sex challenge, right? You and I, we were going to exchange sex fantasies from my head to your bed.
Yes, exactly. We were going to like give each other some ideas, like what I personally like. I was going to ask, like, see if you liked it, see if you could try it with your man, and then vice versa.
Yeah. Well, did I give you one? You know, it's been a minute.
No, not yet. But I thought about it earlier today. So I can go first.
I like that I'm in your thoughts throughout the day. Sexually.
Oh, girl, you're always in my thoughts. You know this.
I love this. What is it, Megan?
Okay, so this is what I was thinking. Personally, you know, I'm an outdoors woman. I love being outside, hiking, in nature. It's like my element. And I was thinking it would be fun to do something outside, like where you may or may not be caught. So, for example, I love like hiking to an extreme location, like a cliff, you know, like we did Hanging Rock, for example, and I gave my husband a blowjob at the top of that rock. And it was
really fun because
he's so vanilla. So he was like, oh my God, someone's going to come up. There could be kids hiking, like all this stuff. And I was like, pull down your pants. We got this. Yeah. We have to make it like an event. You know, you hike somewhere or you get somewhere and then that's like your reward.
Okay. All right. Let me know. The only thing I got to tell you is my husband is, his cum is, there's too much. So don't, I'm begging you not to ask me to like suck his dick till he comes because I will fucking throw up. You know, it's so much cum, I cannot hang at all. Like when I was drinking and whatnot and had that kind of sex with him, I swallowed a couple of times. And then when I was like, I'm not going to drink for a while, I can't do it. I even told him, I was like, I really, it's like having 50 loogies in my mouth. It's disgusting.
You can eat for days. Well, you know, you can spit it out. That is not part of the requirement. We just want you to do something in nature where it's a little bit like risque. I know we did it recently in an outside hot tub, but it was like in a resort, you know, it was like little cabins and it was really fun. But I like to do anything outside because it kind of gets my juices going.
I'm ready to hear what you got going on because I'm pretty fucking freaky deaky and I don't know if you can give me something that I haven't done before. So this is going to be a real challenge for you. Girlfriend.
Uh-oh. Bring it on, girl. Bring it on. I'm ready.
All right, tell me. Tell me what it is.
So that was for you. That's what I want you to do.
You want me to go and fuck at the top on a mountain?
You know, or at someone's, like, let's say you go to a 4th of July party, like, in their bathroom. Like, just something where it's, like, you're not supposed to do it, and you could get caught, and it's naughty. You know, something to kind of, like, make you feel like, we got to do it fast. Kind of like having sex on a plane. You know what I mean? Like,
but you know I what need
mean? Like,
that.
On a commercial flight, like something I like that, where you're like, I've done that. So
my husband's still on the no pussy plan. You know, I had my surgery. Yeah. And so it's been like 6 months since my husband has been down there at all. The poor guy. So yeah, I need something a little exciting and I need a little push. So this will be really good for me. So I take on your challenge, Megan Kane.
Yay. I'm excited to hear about where you guys do it and what the experience is, how long it lasts and how much he comes.
I want to see how long I last. I've been so fucking horny. I'm thinking about all kinds of things I can do to myself. And but the doctor told me there's two things. The doctor told me I can't have sex for 8 weeks. And so that just added on another month and a half to our 6 months. And then my rabbi told me to do 40 days of no thinking of sex, talking about sex, apologizing because I can't have sex, you know, and it's just,
I might be converting. I might.
I'm telling you, I know, right? So then you do this thing for 40 days and then you fuck like rabbits for 2 weeks. And then you go back to 40 days of nothing. And so I'm a little bit, you know, I'm hesitant because I'm so ready to fuck like a rabbit. But I think after 2 weeks, I'm going to be, you know, done and I'll be ready for another hiatus in the sex program.
Well, I want to hear about that more. I want to hear how it works out for you because
I'll let you know.
I mean, you know, I have been slow to get back on the horse too because of my surgery. We had this like synchronistic surgery thing. And I will say that my husband has been a giver. He has been very friendly the last 3 weeks.
But
I
can't vagina. Really like,
because I can't do a lot. You know, I'm like having to lay there like missionary. So
yeah.
I'm ready. I've been getting back into the groove and I'm ready to see what challenge you have for me.
Ooh.
I know you're going to come up with something creative because are like the queen of sexy.
I'm going to tell
funny,
you.
But also sexy.
What about like, you live in Florida. Can you go parasailing yet? Can you do any? I'm going to give you things that I've done so we can compare. So
parasailing.
Go up parasailing with your husband. And do what you can up there, either fuck, blowjob, even a hand job.
But it's quite fun. I would love to do that. That would be so much fun. And I can do that because they do that on Clearwater Beach.
Yeah.
I'd be so down for some, you know, up in the air excitement.
That's where I did it. I did it in Miami. And my only concern was like, where's the cum going to go? It's going to fall out of me. Where's it going? But that's okay. Who gives a fuck about everybody else?
Right?
You know, the boat driver gets a little cum on his head. Who cares? Just make sure to tell them to dip you in the ocean. That way, in case you guys have sex, you know, it's a little douchey, a little cleaning. Yeah, tip well. I love that. Well, Megan, today we have a great show, and I'm really excited about this, and I appreciate you bringing on a family member, which really excites me about, you know, I've known you a long time, and I know how sexual you are because it's as sexual as I am. It seems to run in the family, you know, bringing on this guest, which is Megan's cousin, shows me that, you know, this little sex things are in your family. Is it like everybody's this way? Is everybody sexual? Yeah. This is what makes you good at it. Was your mom like a sexual person that you know of? I know
my
she's
mom
a little bit
very,
of a Bible thumper,
my
right?
mom is very sexual. She's funny. She jokes a lot. Like, she has a very open, like, relationship with, like us. She just talks about what she wants to talk about. So I was raised to be very open and I never had to hide anything. And I have 3 sisters and 4 stepsisters. So there's a lot of women around me all the time. So I was just used to being naked and seeing women and just being free with my body and my mind. And I was never really censored, which is nice.
Got it. Yeah. Do you think this is why we like women? Because I'm the same way. I was raised by all women. You know, my dad wasn't around much. So it was like, I don't know. Is this why I like pussy so much? I always try to like think like, what made me look at a vagina the way I do? It's yummy, delicious, beautiful. But the thing that I love about this, you know, I've kind of given it away. So our guest is a family member of Megan Cain's, and he's done some amazing things for people and continues to do amazing things. I think anybody that is in the sex work business, in the sex business, it's a very healthy thing. And it gets to others in a way that I find very powerful and very spiritual when you can connect to no shame in sex, right? This is what the whole spirituality journey that I'm on and I believe you're on is really finding no shame in the game, being open about what we want, who we want, when we want it, you know, and how we want it, and meaning it meaning sex. So yeah, I'm really excited to get this party started and talk about you and what our next guest has been doing and how, and then I'll put my 2 cents in and let you know why I like it so much. Because I've got some stories.
Well, my cousin happens to be Mark McNamara, and he is an amazing writer, producer, director in the adult film world. And he started off in the mainstream media, mainstream film and directing and all that. And now he branched over into the porn industry in 2008. And then he started his own company, Nasty Boy Productions, in 2013. Ooh. So, I mean, he is
Nasty Boy Productions, I guess I can ask him, but it is porn, right?
It is. He is a director, a writer, and it is not just, it's not just any porn. I mean, this porn is like, I see the credits on my Facebook and I want to be there. I want to be on that exotic island. I want to be on the rope with Tarzan. I want to be a little girl on the pirate ship. Like,
I'll be your Jane. You can be my Tarzan.
It's all men, but I just like, I just want to be there.
I mean, come on. One dick is enough for me in bed, but I like to watch. I love gay porn. Well, you know, so we don't keep them waiting too long. I know that we have another guest that's going to be on with him. And I just kind of want to see like their journey through life with doing and being in the sex industry, because, you know, I always like to learn a little bit more than I think I know. I think I know everything, and I really don't.
And he's got one of his very well-known and I would say famous porn stars with him, Diego Sanz, who I know a lot of the listeners, if they know gay porn, they know Diego Sanz. I mean, they are award-winning, you know, directors and actors.
Like, so
these are the best. They are. They have award-winning fucking going on. So I think we need to bring them on and get a little taste of their action.
I want the juice. I want to hear, I really want to start at the beginning of their journey and just see how life got them here. And they seem happy, so... If they're waiting, we can ask our producers to go ahead and bring them on. And so, Megan, I'm going to let you make the introduction of today's guests. We have the pleasure of having Megan.
I am so excited. We have award-winning adult film writer, producer, and director Mark McNamara. And we have porn star Diego Sanz.
Yay, I'm so excited. Well, welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Hey.
Thank you.
I have lots of questions, you guys, and I need a little help. I need a lot of help, actually. I need to get back into anal sex, so don't let me let you guys leave off the show without giving me some
tips.
Some information.
Okay, show us what we're working with.
That's right.
Your asshole. My unwaxed asshole.
Oh, my God.
So, you guys, I'm really excited to have you guys on the show. You know, Megan and I have been friends for 20 years. I don't know if you know this about us, but... she and I have grown up together sexually and emotionally, and really she's been someone in my life that I've been able to open up about my sexuality and same thing with her. And when she told me that she had a cousin that was in the porn business, I was like, oh, it runs in the family. Yeah. We'll start with Mark. Like, is this something that you've always wanted to do? Were you always just a sexual child, like as a child? Where, you know, how did you think of like getting into the porn business?
Well, it is Megan's fault, because I don't know if we've ever discussed this, Megan, but you were my very first kiss.
That's right.
On Anna Maria Island at my dad's house. Megan was my very first kiss. And I mean, it's probably shameful to say, but I feel like I tricked her into kissing me, because I said, oh, I have a date tonight with this girl and I don't know how to do it. And I don't know how old we were, too
elementary.
Young.
But
elementary. Yeah. Elementary school. So that was my first kiss. And then with that kiss, I knew porn was my destiny.
I love it. Kissing cousins. You had to be naughty from the get-go, right? Your first kiss had to be naughty.
But to be clear for the people out there, we aren't blood relatives. So
that's
the kissing was, you know.
Even if you were.
It's okay.
Okay.
But I thought we were practicing too. So yes, Mark was my first kiss too. And Mark is, for the listeners out there, Mark is a great kisser, even for his first time.
Wait, I want to kiss Mark.
I had that 11-year-old tongue.
The 11-year-old tongue.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Wait, so I have a question for you guys. Since you said you've opened up to her and you've, you know, shared your sexual life, have you two ever had sex?
Megan?
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
Okay, good. Yay! I love Megan's vagina. It's so beautiful, and her boobs, and she's a great kisser. And yes, we had a threesome together. It was so much fun. Mm-hmm.
So you guys did like everything together, or you guys tasted downstairs all the bits?
She went down all. Mm-hmm. I remember like it was yesterday, because I'm even like turned on. I haven't had sex in a minute. My vagina swollen, my clit swollen. I did sit on her face, but very, very. I did it like classy and pretty. I didn't just like splat.
No, it wasn't like a plop down.
My lips on your face.
It was like delicate. It was like a ballerina.
Yeah. No, and she was underneath me and kicking her legs. It was so much fun. And then we switched a little bit. It was the positions were kind of funny. And then the guy was there, and there's a lot of finger banging and titty sucking. And then I needed to grab a cocktail. So I left and then left them alone. And that was it.
There you go. Romance.
So we definitely, we explored a little, you know, a little, a lot, whatever.
Yeah. The first time I met Megan, I went over, I was renting from her dad. And I saw this hot chick outside gardening. Big titties, beautiful hair. And I ran outside. I was like, I got to know this girl. And so I went and introduced myself, and we became friends. Yeah. And she was like, hi. And we just, you know, became friends. And she invited me over to her apartment. Her dad let me move into the apartment. We always had an apartment next to each other, Megan.
We did,
Did you realize that?
It's kind of like a little Melrose Place. We lived in a 12-unit complex, and then we moved to a 9-unit complex.
Yeah. So then I went over to her house, and I lied down in her loft, and I was like, ooh, what's that on my face? It was this big fucking dildo that hadn't been washed.
How did you know it hadn't been washed? What was
because
on it that
I
let you know?
Pussy too. It was like crusty.
Not a crusty dildo.
I know because sometimes I forget to wash.
I was
wash
young and it was a busy weekend, okay?
Run it through the dishwasher at least.
So I was like, Megan, you gotta put these things away. I was holding it like a child. Look, I'm even showing you guys. For those of you that can't see, I'm like holding like a baby in my hand. Because it was that big. And I was like, this girl's fun. This is like when everything started.
It was called the rabbit.
Well, it was unwashed. It could have been a child. Making so.
One day.
Oh, my God.
Same thing for later.
It was a crime. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. So you got into porn at what age? Like, when did you start, like, really getting, were you a porn actor? Did you go right into directing?
Me? No, I wasn't an actor. No, my career would have been cut very short if I tried to do that. When I first got into the biz, I worked on the mainstream side, but just like as a PA for a VH1 reality show, a couple of movies. And then in 2008, someone asked me to write a porn. So I wrote it. And then they said, will you direct it? And I said, I'll direct the story part. And so I directed the story and someone else directed the sex because I had never been on a porn set at that point. So I didn't know how to direct porn. So then it just evolved over the years of directing the sex as well and doing the whole thing.
How exciting. Amazing. Was it a turn on to be on the set? And like, like you said, you were writing, was it your fantasies or were you just kind of like watching porn to get ideas?
I think a good reason why I've been successful is that it's not a turn on. The set is something that you kind of approach as a business standpoint and looking at it as art or creativity. You know, I'm not sitting there with a raging heart on filming. That's never been the case. So yeah, no, it was more just like excited to tell a story. And my favorite thing is not just to do a porn with just sex. I don't really love doing that. I like the story stuff. I like the action, the adventure.
That's the kind of porn I like to watch too. Story.
Is it? Because most people say, I fast forward to that. But then that's the story stuff is the ones that sell in studio porn, at least.
Definitely.
So yeah, I'm glad to hear that your crusty dildo is liking the story stuff.
I do. And you know, coming from a woman with a crusty dildo, I watched the credits because you post the credits on Facebook and I watch them on YouTube or wherever you post credits. And let me tell you, seeing Diego as Tarzan, I wanted to be on that rope. I wanted to be on that island.
You had a beautiful
I wanted to just watch from the bushes.
Well, for those of you that can't see, Diego has a bandage on, and right away I was like, ooh, Tarzan. He's like, got
he hurt on the rope.
I started to go and
he definitely
my
hurt
own
his
fantasy.
Arm on the rope. That's for sure. I mean, looking at him, he is definitely Tarzan.
So wait a second. So Diego, you guys, you and Mark used to date, correct?
We did.
Now, did you guys meet on set or was it before? Or?
Well, actually, we met off of Grindr.
Wow.
I won't hold back. You just wait. And the story was, hey, do you want to come over? And I was just like, well, I can't host, but there's a laundry room downstairs.
I love this.
I love
so
it.
So that
clean.
Was the first time. Then later I had a friend of mine. I was still shooting with Randy Blue Studios back in Los Angeles, but I had just recently moved to New York and I had asked him if he knew anyone that directed in New York so I didn't have to make the trip back to LA, and he put me in touch with Mark. Then turned out that the first shoot that we did, he was like telling the Rusty, which is our crew, like, that's the guy I met at the laundry room.
I had him in the laundry room. I love that.
That is amazing. So you guys hooked up before, and then you were hooked up through the entertainment industry. And then when you saw each other at set, on set or something, you realized, oh my gosh, that's the guy.
I had not realized. And then he realized. And it wasn't until we were in
years later of gestation.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We were having dinner in the Bahamas, and Mark just decided to let everyone know, like, well, you suck my dick in the laundry room. It's like, oh my God.
That's fucking funny.
Came rushing back to me like, you were the guy.
You were the guy from the laundry room.
So wait, Mark, it took you how long to say anything?
2 years. Because we had met in the laundry room it was a gentle cycle. And then two years later, he came on set. So it had been 2 years since we had done the wash and fold. So we were working together at this point. So I wasn't going to cross that line and say anything and make him uncomfortable on set. So we had grown a great friendship over those 2 years of working together. So much so that we went on vacation together with a bunch of friends in the Bahamas. And then that's when it kind of all came out. And me and Diego were sharing a room together. And apparently he had to go to the bathroom every morning to jerk off.
I love that. That's amazing.
Well,
that's
a good. I'd be going to the masturbating 24/7 if I had one of you guys in my bed. Jesus. So wait. So then you guys started dating after the fact that you had told him you were the guy in the, the dirty laundry, flop and fold, blah, blah, blah. Then you guys started dating?
Yeah.
Well,
we were
in LA. Well, actually, Mark was shooting a production for his pilot. And he texted me while I was in Brazil, saying like, hey, what would you think if we like made out at the end of the pilot? And deep down,
it was not my idea, however.
It was
the producer said, it was for a reality show. Yeah. And the producer said, we want you and Diego to share our kiss.
Yeah. And I had a crush on him and I didn't tell
hung
him
up
like
on me.
So then I told them, sure, we could do it, but then I thought it was
not say sure we could do it. You hung up on me.
No. Oh yeah. Well, I was going to the movies with my family. I was just like, yeah, I'll let you know. And then I just ran off.
Hung up.
But then in LA, I told him like, hey, I don't know like how you feel, but just, I mean, like I have feelings for you. So yeah. And that's how it started.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that. So do you guys feel like, I always wonder about this. I was in the sex business as a sex worker, and I know that it interfered with me having relationships. It wasn't like an uncomfortable thing to see you guys with other men or like sharing your partner. Was it more of like exciting and a turn on that your partner is like doing these amazing things for himself and his career? And, what was your take on it, Mark? Like, how did you handle your boyfriend being a porn star?
He was a porn star before I met him. He is he's very professional. When he comes on set, he is there to do a job. Like at the end of the day, Harrison Ford is not Indiana Jones. And at the end of the day, Diego Sanz is not a porn star. He's a human being with life and feelings. And this is what he does when he comes to work. And he's very good at his job. And so why was I going to feel jealous or act in a certain way with something that's what I signed up for?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
No, I'd love to hear this. Yeah, it's great. It's hard to find that though. There's so much judgment in life. And when you can find that person that can accept you for the things that you're doing, I think it's a beautiful thing. Cause I found somebody who accepted me for all my dick sucking and pussy licking.
They're just not giving you enough anal.
It's not his fault. It's not his fault. Mine, like, I don't know what happened. I just can't. It just hurts. I don't know why.
Well, you don't have a prostate. So that's something like for women to do anal, I think it has to be more of a mental situation because physically you don't have your G-spot that a man has there. You don't have there. So, I mean, I don't know what kind of fun trick God was playing, putting it in a guy's asshole, but for women, it's a different experience.
Yeah. It used to feel good. I used to love anal sex. And then as I get older, I don't know if I overthink it or I'm not drinking enough, but it's like, I feel like it's painful. I don't know. I'm like, what the fuck? And I got butt plugs that I...
Have you ever shit on a dick?
I have. I've actually got shit on my own tooth from sucking the dick that I sat on.
Okay. Well, a rule of anal sex is it's mind over fecal matter. So you just have to keep going.
That's
It's like, I have no embarrassments. It's just, it fucking hurts. I don't know. I used to, you know, I was younger. I drank a lot, maybe did some drugs, and it was just a blast. And then as I get older, I'm drinking less, no drugs. And I start to become a little bit more boring, I find. And I got to get it. So I promise you, you guys will be the
first
to know.
You heard it here, ladies and gents, for anal sex, drinking and drugs. The two D's to get the D.
That's right. Loosen up a little.
I got to loosen up somewhere.
We should take a trip up there to New York and he can give us some.
We will. I'm going to be in New York in June, the first week or 2 weeks of June. So I would love to see you guys. But I bought these. My biggest turn on for me was watching gay porn. And the gay men in my life were so fucking fine. We would go away on vacations more than once a month. And I would have them bring home guys or to the hotel room. And I would lay in front of them and masturbate while I watched them fuck. It was the sexiest thing to me. And I watched gay porn for years. It was the only thing that turned me on. Not the only thing, but really, like, if I was going to watch porn, I don't care to watch straight porn as much as I do either two women or two men. I would go and create my own stories with my friends and have them bring these really hot guys and stuff. So maybe I just need that again. Maybe I need to introduce this into my life again. Maybe then my asshole will percolate and have cravings.
That's right. You'll be all ready.
I say go for it. Why not?
Well, I'm going to, and you guys will be the first to know when it happens. So wait, Mark, you do something. This is really cool. So you have a party in Fire Island, right? Can you tell me a little bit about this party? Like,
yeah.
Just for porn stars, can we join? Can we go?
Absolutely. We've had women there before. In fact, so it's been going on for 8 years. Obviously, we didn't do it last summer because of the pandemic. I believe we're going to try to do it, work within the limitations, so it's safe for everyone to do a version of it this summer. But yeah, it's kind of, it's a game show at this point that we go out there with three porn stars. We play games. But yeah, we bring women. A woman who had never seen anal sex before came 2 summers ago, and she was so excited. Her name was Molly. Molly, if you're listening, she was so excited to see gay sex. She had never seen anal before. So I gave her a dildo, and not a crusty one, a new one. And she fucked one of the models with the dildo. And the whole time I gave her a mic so she could talk about it. And she was just saying, "Oh my God, thank you so much. Does this feel good? Oh, you're doing so good, sweetie." And she's just fucking him, Bo Banks. She's fucking Bo Banks with this dildo. So yeah, women can come. Oh, he was enjoying him and Molly, I think, are probably still in touch.
I love that. That's amazing. No, my husband's very open, so it'd be fun to go. And I've never been to Fire Island. I have a girlfriend who actually read the book Fire Island and left her husband. And the book was such a turn on and made her realize that she wasn't happy in her marriage and she wanted to just go fuck random guys. So she started going to Fire Island to the parties.
Great choice of place to be.
Yeah, telling you. And yeah. So I've never been. So when Megan told me that you did this, I'm like, we're going. This is, she and I want to be there.
Come, we want to go. We
do a live show. Do one of your podcasts right there during the show.
That would be so much fun, especially for our listeners. Mm-hmm. You know, and you guys, I mean, whatever you do, Mark, I feel like you get a lot of buzz around a lot of things you do. And you, Diego, especially with this, you guys got a lot of buzz from PETA and a lot of action online from that one scene that you did, Diego, with Caleb Stryker in the Everglades, in your Everglades movie, who I know it won best movie, right? Didn't it win best? Porn movie?
Yeah, it won best all sex movie at the Grabbies last year.
Nice.
That's amazing. Congratulations, you guys.
Thanks.
So can you guys tell us a little bit about that experience when you got photobombed by the alligator?
So let's tell, like, if you can kind of give us a little bit more of the background story so our listeners know what we're talking about, that'd be great.
Yes. So they had said there had never been a porn filmed in the Everglades because people have attempted it. No one had been able to do it before. So of course, me and Diego, we love a challenge.
No.
I love a challenge.
There we go.
And so I said, okay, let's go do it. Let's make this happen. So we went to make it happen. And then Diego, tell us how that went.
No, it went well. It's just that outdoor shooting, it's you're not in a controlled environment. You have a certain time to get out there, get the shot and get in. It's not comfortable. There are mosquitoes. It's sweat. It's just a lot. But this time around, it was just, we were filming in a pond with alligators. Mark found this. He's actually, I don't even feel like we should be saying the guy's name.
I'll say the guy's name.
But we found this
beautiful
home.
The guy let you use his pond?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the guy is pretty well known.
Shut up. Okay.
We'll edit. The
So what Diego's trying to say is that we were at a complete stranger's house.
Didn't know the guy.
And
he just walked upon this pond.
And the pond had a family of alligators, the dad, the mom, and there were a bunch of babies. So we thought, let's just film here in the back because, it's right next to the house. If we need anything, we can just... But then suddenly, we see this 8-foot... I don't know how big this is.
Way bigger than
fucking
an 8
beast.
Foot.
I don't know. It's just slowly creeping up on us.
A dinosaur.
And, yeah. And I keep thinking, your mind goes 1,000 miles at a time like this. And you're thinking, great, I'm in Jurassic Park. This thing is hunting me. And I told Mark, I was like, I think he's hunting us. Cause he's seeing us in his home and his babies are here. He's going to kill us. And we're like, oh my sweet baby Jesus. As I'd have to say that was the...
So wait, did the alligator come at you guys, attack you guys?
No, we stepped back and we slowly started walking through set.
I think he was just horny. With all the babies that he had, that alligator was fucking a lot.
They're like, yes, he just wanted some. He just wanted a little.
Wanted a better view. He was seeing Diego fucking. He was like, okay, let's...
He's like, get me up on that action.
You get me up on that. So wait, yeah. You guys did know it was a planned situation. And then,
So PETA had kind of, after it had come out, PETA had kind of made these claims that we were corralling alligators and we were shining bright lights on them and basically
trying to move them
like
around.
A zoo.
I'm like,
We didn't shoot with any lights. We kept it very natural. We did not bring any lights outdoors. We were very conscious of our footsteps that we left. And we were just outside and the alligator came in. Of course, we edited it out. We weren't showing alligator during sex for, those who are into bestiality. Sorry. But PETA kind of just wanted some attention. So they made up these claims. Yeah, they made up these crazy claims that weren't true.
Right. I thought it was pretty funny. One of their quotes was, no matter what humans are getting up to on set, wild animals should be left to their own private lives, never used as props or decorations.
And they were talking about Diego.
I know. And he is quite the decoration. But, I thought it was funny because one of the other things they said was bright lights. I'm like, have you ever been to Florida? You can't even walk outside without squinting your eyes. I mean, you're literally in the brightest light under the sun ever.
And we didn't use any light. We used just reflectors and natural resources. We didn't bring any electronics outside.
Well, it wasn't the alligator or anything that.
Yeah.
Are
they thinking that we have people on set guiding the alligator?
Penis. Yeah. You want to keep your body parts, right?
My God. That is too funny. But you got a lot of buzz around it, so it's actually quite good. And, it ended up winning at the Grabbies, right? Grabbies?
Yep.
So that's amazing. I love that. What are you working on right now? You have a lot of projects going on right now, right?
Well, I want to ask you about the No Shame. What is it? The No Shame thing that you're doing?
A Murdered Heart. It's A Murdered Heart. You're talking about the movie he did, A Murdered Heart, and it's about conversion therapy.
About the body, No Shaming the Body.
Oh, the Everybody series.
Yes.
Everybody series, okay.
Yeah, so we just wrapped on a series called Everybody. And it just kind of it mirrors real life attractions that kind of run the gamut of body types, which porn can often overlook. So we have people we have a bodybuilder who's, later in life, I believe he's in his 50s or 60s. We have a guy that it all happened because this model, Calhoun Sawyer, who has red hair, when we were in the Keys filming, he said that earlier in his life, he felt very outcast and ashamed of his red hair. Everyone made him feel very unattractive because he was a redhead. And as his sexuality evolved, he realized that's where his confidence came from, because people love gingers and they sought them out. And so he kind of now feels so attractive by something that used to be an embarrassment for him. We have a model, a couple, a married couple who is a trans model, but they met as guys. Wow. And they married as guys. And then she transitioned later in life. They got into a threesome relationship and she detransitioned because she felt that the dynamic was off. And then, you know, you can't hide who you are. So she transitioned again to a woman, and it's every single body type, large, skinny, everybody. And it just kind of explores how your physical attraction can sometimes be tied to your physical appearance.
Yeah, I love this. I can't wait to see it. Is it out for us to watch? Can people get it?
It will be next month. It will come out in June.
Okay. Where can we find it?
Nakedsword.com.
Nakedsword.com. Now that is your company, correct?
No, I'm a director for, that's a large studio, Falcon Naked Sword. And then they hire me and my company to produce content for them.
Nice. A director.
So Nakedsword.com. He's a director.
No, he's the leading director of Naked Sword now.
I love that.
Naked Sword. I love that. That's fun.
I was looking at some of Mark's credits then, and you have won awards every year since 2012 for your work. It's pretty amazing to have that long of a run. You know, mm-hmm. everything you do is successful. That's got to feel amazing.
It's very fortunate. And same with Diego. Diego wins every single year. You have to change before it's necessary to. So you constantly always have to evolve. And real life sex has many different forms. Like there's hookup sex, there's relationship sex, there's like makeup fucking, one night stands. There's a lot of different forms of sex. And you have to be able to kind of create porn that is very different in the ways that people will need it and consume adult content. So like you brought up a second ago, Murdered Heart, which is about conversion therapy. Most people would, you know, shut the door on that and think you can't make a porn about conversion therapy. It's not a sexy topic. And it's true, it's not a sexy topic, but it is about sexuality and about these boys who have been told their feelings and their sexuality is wrong all their life. What happens when those boys are free and their sexuality experiences freedom and something that they've imagined and dreamed of their whole life, touching another man, is showcased. So it's things like that that I feel that you've become successful at if you aren't afraid of uncomfortable conversations, or you aren't afraid of stepping out of the box of cookie cutter porn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like, so these are not series. These are movies that give us information. Do they go in? Is it sex as well?
There's full sex scenes in all of it. It's kind of tied to who the characters are, and it's kind of drawn throughout the whole story arc.
I love this. Yay, content. I can't wait to watch you guys. Well, I'm really excited, you know, that you guys took the time to be on with us and share your world. And you guys are dating now, are you guys? Are you guys just friends? You know,
just friends. Just friends.
That was a very resentful no.
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 You didn't even finish the question yet.
No, not at all.
I think it's amazing you break how that you other guys collarbone? Can. Yeah, that's really funny. Did you break your collarbone?
I did. I just had surgery.
Oh, no.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
During a sex scene or?
No. Absolutely.
I was fisting. I went too far in.
When you're pulling out, the guy squeezed his out. Yeah, and like,
no,
yeah,
I actually fell off of those electric scooters, the Lime Bird and all those things in Austin. There's a pothole. I didn't see it. The scooter stayed. I went.
Yeah. I'm glad that you're okay, though. I'm glad that you're on your way to recovery.
Thank God. Like,
so you can't act right now. You have to wait, or are you?
Well, my dick is not broken, just my collarbone. Luckily,
we need you back on the ropes, Diego.
I'm sure Mark can write something around that. You know.
Well, actually, I was. You know, I work with Flesh Jack, and I was actually talking to Daniel. He's the marketing manager with them for the gay side, and we were even chatting. He's like, "Oh, so you're going to be out of work for a while. Maybe I should send some toys over," because I mean, like, to many, like maybe even like people that can't, are like disabled, not disabled, handicapped, they aren't able to like sometimes jerk themselves off. And he was saying, it's like, you should do like, I have the name of it, which will be a series case study. the use of sex toys. And I think it was just like,
oh, kick it in. It's okay.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, a little, but I thought of like, you know, doing a little bit of a case study on like how sex toys can, because we often like feel very held back of, opening up to friends and just like talking about how like sex toys can sometimes bring more pleasure into, you know, like, you know, you hide your crusty dildo because we're like trying to hide that because we don't feel like, this is a big no-no. We can't show this, you know? And I feel that the more we show like, no, it's super natural. It's super normal. And actually some like couples can even have fun implementing a toy into their sex life. And I thought like, well, you know, this might be a great chance for me to, you know, like bring a little bit more light into the sex toy world, which I think can be very helpful for people that are, you know, like,
you know,
suffer from enabled. Is it?
Right. Enabled. Is that what it means? Well, let me, he passed away, but my best friend was 3 feet tall and we met and it's really a funny story. I'll just tell you quickly. We met. I was like, oh my God, we have to be friends. He stayed the night at my house and we were partying a little bit. And I was like, and then he was like, I'm going to go down on you. I'm like, okay. And then he looked, he's like down at my pussy. And then he looks up at me and goes, I'm gay. And I go, right, yay. And then,
Everybody wants to go down on you.
These days. We were friends for years and we traveled a lot together. But he was 3 feet tall and his arms, he was so good looking, by the way, but in a beautiful cock. I mean, huge, beautiful cock. So I jacked him off a lot and I had to hire men to fuck him, suck him, you know. And so this is, you know, one time he got my vibrator. We were in Mexico City and he put it up his ass and I had to like figure out how to get it out of his ass. It was shaped like a tongue. So these are, you know, toys. This is a really good thing that you're doing to really learn, like, you know, giving advice and information to people that can't fuck themselves. And, you know, even like I got introduced to a lot of little people, like women, you know, it's like, you know, making sure that the dildos are like suction cups where the girls can fuck themselves. And, you know, just really, this could be your next invention. Mark and Diego, you guys can create these toys that can be used, you know, for people that, you know, make them, how would I say it? Like, because everything that's out there now isn't for everyone, obviously. And I still don't see how a 3 foot person can hold a big cock and, you know, put it in their ass. So try to come up with ways for everyone.
And I feel like even if we just like put more light into things and we show that it's like, it's not weird. Just look. Cause I mean like what tickles my belly might not tickle yours. And you're like, I think it's all a case of like respecting one another and seeing like, you know, it's natural, it's sex. What's natural to me might not be natural to you, but I mean, I think sex is just a little game that you play as grown-ups and everyone has like their own preference. I do think that like toys sometimes will even help, you know, like we're on this new era of men becoming more comfortable with themselves. I had a friend of mine does a YouTube channel in Brazil and he's trying to find a gay for pay guy to interview. And believe it or not, I mean, like gay for pay 5 years ago, you could usually like pick and choose. Today, it's like, I'm pan, I'm bi, I'm like, everyone's just becoming more comfortable with their sexuality and with themselves. And I feel like sometimes we find a lot of like top guy is no to like the guys that are usually like, I'm only top. It's just like, I don't want anything up my butt.
Is that macho? Like,
you know, like you sometimes can, you know, like, you know, you can find more pleasure. You can use even a dildo and you might find your next best thing. You know, like the thing that's just going to like, wow, I didn't know what I was missing. You know, it's almost like that one cuisine that you've never tried because it looks weird. And then you finally do. And you're thinking like, holy shit, I could eat this every day. Not saying, you know, like maybe that's what it is. The guy
it's
needs
like
the a dildo
so
he can
sex.
Dick every day. Right. But, you know, like step by step.
Yeah, you're making me want to go to the store. I'm going to take a little trip after this to find some new toys, some clean ones that aren't crusty.
Let's crust them myself.
That's right. I'm going to crust them up.
Well, you guys, I appreciate you guys coming on. Thank you so much. I'm excited to share your information with our listeners and just really, I would love to get more involved with these things that you guys are doing with, you know, like the No Shame. And I just hearing more about your stories that you're telling through sex. A big thing of mine is that I work on is No Shame. I'm certified energy healer, Reiki, certified in compassion, certified in psychic work and all these things. And I do this research so I can be more open about who I am sexually. And I think that sex is power. And it so is. Spreading, yeah, oh. Spreading, you know, when you, once you let go of shame from sex, it's a great fucking
so
thing.
So fucking
and
powerful.
Sex is your creativity, you know, without sex, you lose all of that stuff. So I really encourage people, touch yourself, have fun, like try everything one time. And if you don't like it, don't do it again. But I'm really all about being open. And I've learned a lot more about you guys, having you guys on the show. And I like what you guys are going for. And I appreciate you guys. And let's keep up the good work and keep fucking and sucking.
Good hustle, kids.
And at amazing locations, too. So
yeah,
I'm excited to see all that you're doing. And Mark has a new podcast coming out, too.
Yeah, it's right? launching. It's coming out Memorial Day week, Potographic. With Sister Roma is our new podcast.
Oh, can exciting. You spell that, Mark? P-O-D?
Is it P-O-D-O, graphic, like pornographic, but podographic.
It. Oh, it's so catchy. It's so cool. I love it.
That's great. All right. And Diego, do you have anything that you want to tell our listeners or where to find you or what's going on with you?
They can find me on Instagram. They can find me on Twitter. There's not much going on with me for the next couple of months. I'm actually just going to heal up a little bit my arm and then I'll be traveling back home to my country, to Brazil, to do physical therapy and just rest up there. I should be back here sometime in well, not really. I'm kind of like, the whole country is just losing it now. They just lost what to us would be like if Oprah would have died of COVID, mm-hmm. our most dear and beloved actor who just passed away yesterday, gay guy with two kids, beautiful kids. And it's just like the most heartbreaking thing right now that country's
from
going
COVID?
Through.
Yeah. COVID?
From COVID.
Shit. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
It's just like, so sad.
Sad to hear that.
And then a strong left turn. Follow him on OnlyFans.com/DiegoSanz for any consolation.
The Diego Sanz.
Yes.
The Diego Sanz.
Someone took Diego Sanz. I'm like, who's the son of a bitch?
Several people have taken Diego Sanz.
Yeah. Gotta get your identity back there then. I know. There's a few of you on Instagram. I had to find like the legit one. I was like, who are these
wannabes
out here?
These wannabes.
There's only one Diego Sanz.
Hey, right. Publicity is still publicity. Let them out.
Right? For sure.
As long
definitely.
As the links are there, we're good.
Yes. Well, I mean, you two are just so much fun and obviously so great to look at, too. So I'm sure you guys have all the success coming your way. So I'm excited.
Thank you so much.
Thank
and congratulations on your podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. It's fun having Megan on. We searched and searched.
On your face.
And on my face.
Yes.
And I had to dig deep.
So I've heard.
I love it. We have to have you back on. This is so much fun. I love you guys. So great.
All right, guys. If you need anything from us, let us know and we will chat soon. I'll be in New York, Mark. Okay. I'm going to hit you up.
Do it.
Yeah,
do
I'm coming
it, please.
Too. I'm coming for the party.
Come.
I need some lessons too.
Here I'm coming for Puff Daddy's birthday party on the 4th of June.
Let's do it.
Oh, I'm going. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Let's all go together.
Record. All right, guys.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank
See you guys
you.
Soon.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Diego. Bye. Bye, Mar.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, and thank you to my co-host Megan Kane and our guest Mark McNamara and Diego Sanz. Bodacious Minds is a production of Electracast Media. Our executive producers are Mark Netter and Peter Rafelson. Our editor is Kyle McCarthy. I'm your host and producer, Yvette Lopez. If you liked our show, please subscribe and give us a rating wherever you enjoy podcasts. And always remember, be smart, be sexy, own it.
Electracast. Welcome to Transforming 45, the podcast that celebrates the incredible power of passionate voices. I'm your host, Lisa Boat. Join me in conversation with heart-led humans who share their deeply personal stories of transformation. Transforming 45 is here to uplift, connect, and remind you that it's never too late to write your next chapter. So get ready to be inspired, empowered, and transformed. Join me in this community where through powerful storytelling, we heal and reclaim our inherent magic.
Hi, I'm Mark.
And I'm Peter.
We're the founders of Electricast Media, bringing you great podcasts like Nightmare Road Stories, Tech Talk Revolution, and Bodacious Minds.
Electricast networks include Ruby for female empowerment, The Best Business Network, and GPN for geopolitics. We built this company to create community and amplify diverse voices, and we really appreciate your support.
So, keep listening to Electricast podcasts and hear the culture.